Error in healthcare also occurs when roles change, communication changes, and workflow is altered. For example, when CPOE was first being introduced in the healthcare industry, remember that CPOE is computerized provider order entry, the change in the ways of doing shifted profoundly. Nurses were used to the prescriber verbally discussing changes in orders or conferring with other members of the care team, and then writing a physical order in the chart. Ward clerks would transcribe the order, put it in a pneumatic tube, and ship it to the lab. There were numerous areas where communication occurred, and by the end, several different members of the care team knew when something changed in the patient's plan of care. No more. A prescriber can change an order from off-site by logging into the EHR, change an order, and the other members of the care team would not know unless they happened to open the EHR. Orders go directly to the lab or pharmacy or wherever. Oftentimes, the first alert that something has changed is when a new medication physically arrives on the floor and everyone stands around and asks, "Who is this for? Why did this get delivered by the pharmacy? When did the order change? I just gave her the 10 a.m. dose of the prior medication. I didn't know it was changed." Workflow, roles, and communication have changed distinctly. Of course, there are good things that are happening here, like elimination of bad handwriting, reduction of filling out forms, and the like. So I'm not saying these are bad changes. They are just different things. And when change happens, error can sneak in. If an EHR is integrated into existing workflows without regard for the changes they will induce, you can end up with the so-called unanticipated consequences or bad downstream effects. There are numerous reports of healthcare personnel exhibiting undue trust in computer-generated recommendations also. The point to be made here, and I suggest you tuck this into your head and use it frequently, is that a computer does not replace human judgment. It only augments it. Ultimately, the person makes the decision, and liability for a given action rests, most of the time anyway, with that person. The advice provided by a computer is only as good as the person who programmed it there in the first place. If a person programs the computer to round up, then the system will do that, and often with grave consequences. Errors in healthcare come from problems with currency and appropriateness. A medication that is considered safe today is suddenly pulled from the market. And we need to change all the systems that incorporate that particular medication quickly. If a decision rule exists that suggests the use of the now no longer safe medication, what is your plan for getting that change instituted in all systems that contain that rule? If it's in a centralized location, great. But we know that many of the systems in use today are distributed and they don't talk to one another. Does this mean multiple off-site trips to update the rules? How are you going to make sure no site or system falls through the cracks? This is a huge problem in health IT, keeping the rules, the data, the algorithms all current. If not, error propagates extremely fast with just the touch of a button. Appropriateness is a challenge as well in medical error. Humans are unique. Situations are unique. We operate in the 80-20 rule space. What might be appropriate, efficient, safe for one person may be totally off base for another. Users who accept carte blanche, the health IT output, are exposing themselves to liability and exposing their patients to error. Prescribing a medication that requires refrigeration for a certain condition may be best practice, but if the person is homeless in Phoenix, blind adherence to inappropriate guidance is not an indicator of high quality care. Alert fatigue is a common contributor to error in healthcare. Constantly alarming monitors desensitize providers. just like the boy who cried wolf one time too many. Over-alarming results in the ignoring of safety measures that are designed to avoid error. Take a walk into a modern ICU. The cacophony of alarms, pagers, beeps, whooshes, overwhelming at first, soon becomes unheard, or, as a workaround, users turn them off because they are alarming for nothing, right? What about the day that they're not? Finally, systems that are so rigid that they force a usage pattern that is counter to safe practices can be disastrous in healthcare.